You're listening to SBS News.
British police say an explosion in a taxi outside Liverpool Women's Hospital in the northwest of England that killed a man is being treated as a terrorist incident, but the motive remains unclear. Russ Jackson, the head of counter-terrorism policing in northwest England, said the blast involved an improvised explosive device.
It is not clear what the motivation for this incident is. Our inquiries indicate that an improvised explosive device has been manufactured, and our assumption so far is that it was built by the passenger in the taxi. The reason why he then took it to the women's hospital is unknown, as is the reason for its sudden explosion. We are, of course, aware that there were remembrance events just a short distance away from the hospital and that the ignition occurred shortly before 11 a.m. We cannot at this time draw any connection with this, but it is a line of inquiry which we are pursuing.
CCTV footage shows the taxi pulling up outside the hospital's entrance, and then there's an explosion and the taxi catches fire. Phil Garrigan is the Chief Fire Officer for Merseyside Fire and Rescue.
We responded with two fire appliances with a senior officer in attendance to a fully developed fire. The operational crews extinguished the fire rapidly, but as has been reiterated by the police chief constable, there was unfortunately one fatality. An other individual has left the vehicle prior to the fire developing to the extent that it did.
A male passenger inside the vehicle died. The driver escaped with what were described as non-life-threatening injuries. Assistant Chief Constable Jackson says four men have been arrested in the Kensington area of Liverpool under the Terrorism Act, but they're yet to confirm the identity of the man who died.
Our inquiries have led us to two addresses. The first was Sutcliffe Street in the Kensington area of Liverpool, and at this location, three men, aged 21, 26 and 29, were arrested yesterday under Section 41 of the Terrorism Act. A short while ago, again in the Kensington area, a further man, aged 20, was arrested under Section 41 of the Terrorism Act. They will be interviewed later today by counter-terrorism detectives.
It's understood the dead man was not known to the security service MI5. Mr. Jackson said officers are looking at the man's associates, his telephone records and purchases he may have made.
Our inquiries will now continue to seek to understand how the device was built, the motivation for the incident and to understand if anybody else was involved in it.
UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson says the country's terror threat level has been lifted from substantial to severe by the Independent Joint Terrorism Analysis Centre, which sets a threat level based on intelligence about international terrorism at home and overseas.
It is a stark reminder of the need for us all to remain utterly vigilant, and the Independent Joint Terrorism Analysis Centre, JTAC, are today raising the UK's threat level from substantial to severe, meaning an attack is highly likely.
Mr. Johnson says the British people will not be frightened by terrorists.
What yesterday showed, above all, is that the British people will never be cowed by terrorism. We will never give in to those who seek to divide us with senseless acts of violence. And our freedoms and our way of life will always prevail.
Alan Lee, SBS News.